As the music plays and we go into our mirab mode, let's take everything we've done. Even if you haven't been here the whole 19 years, you have been. I know you knew that, but let's say you came into Crimson Circle a year ago. You've been here. Let's take all these beautiful teachings of Tobias, our core teachings. Your core teachings, actually. Let's take a deep breath and distill all that. He told you your origins, where you came from. Angelic families. Yeah, he was the one that said, you know, you were the representative of your angelic families. You've probably forgotten that along the way, but no, you were. You came to this thing called the Order of the Ark, the first gathering of all of the angelic families. Well, that was actually quite an amazing gathering. And at the Order of the Ark, it was decided that the way to understand energy was to create this place of Earth. Way to understand what consciousness really was all about was to have this place of Earth. Tobias tells a story saying there was this huge battle, conflict, kind of Star Wars taking place. It was for resolution, but I choose to say it that was not because of the battles, but because of the intense curiosity. So this place of Earth, and the physical domains was created, and you came here. First, just as a spirit being, and later as an embodied biological being. Let's take all that and bring it together. All the lifetimes in Lemuria, and on to Atlantis, all. Oh, Atlantis, such a time of love, but also such a time of destruction and collapse. Let's take all that. All the lifetime surrounding that lifetime of Yeshua. Times in the mystery schools, and let's bring together and coming together again in this lifetime. With such strong commitment to, for your realization, off of the typical spiritual and religious paths. All the shouds, all the tears, all the beautiful gatherings of Shamper around the world. Let's bring that all together now. The days of being a human. Ah. All the things human. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry at this point. All the things of being human. Limitations, emotions, feeling what it was like to be a slave, literally and figuratively, having others, well, take your power away. All the experiences, wow. Having families, lovers. Watching people that you loved die, pass away. Oh, all the wondering and the wandering of being a human, wondering on your spiritual path what comes next. Let's take all that and let's be masters here and distill it, bring it to wisdom, including any remaining guilt or shame. Think for a moment of this this icon, this artwork for our new series. Infinity Divinity. The human with their experience, now the master, just bringing it to wisdom. And I am just shining its consciousness, its light, upon its creations. Let's take a deep breath with that. So now comes the time. It's called emergence, it's called realization. This is it. Boom. Let's take a good deep breath with that. And now, allowing. In other words, quantum allowing here. Where the human kind of gets out of the way, stops worrying and stops efforting, just gets out of the way and allows. That's it. You don't have to work at allowing. You just allow.